This is so hard, I almost shit my pants.
Almost?
Lots going on here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. Send us an...
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
What?
AOL instant message at Mike OWJFK. And, of course, you can email us at O'Mara at WJFKFM.com. We are in the middle of Intern Makeover 2008 with the very verbose Peter. Peter, give us about 15 minutes or so about how the internship makeover is going.
It's going fantastic. I'm getting my hair cut. I hear that there's going to be some waxing going on. And I'm pretty excited about that. I've never had anything waxed before, so...
And judging from the length of your eyebrows, you really should have years ago.
Bill, please don't help him. I was trying to make an example of what I deal with here each and every day on the show. So he's gotten his hair cut.
Is his voice different? Is he using an accent or something?
I'm not quite sure. Could you get the microphone a little closer to Peter's mouth?
His chin is down for the haircut on the back, I think.
Yes. Peter?
Peter. Yes.
Okay. That's it. Bethann, to the studio, please. I just want to look at her and go, this is what I deal with. Uh-huh. Michelle, you had a request during the break. Can we have Michelle get the microphone here? We need to do some waxing for Peter,
yes.
Don't we? Okay, exactly what kind of waxing are we going to be doing?
We're thinking about eyebrows as well as chest.
Will it be painful in any way?
The chest will.
Yes.
Because he probably has curly hair and his skin looks like he's very sensitized.
What do you need Peter to do to get ready for this waxing?
Take off his shirt.
All right, can we take off the shirt, please?
Dun-da-da-da.
All right. Bethann, you hear what I'm dealing with here? Did you hear that? Did you hear that on the monitors in there? Did you
I
hear that
it.
A little bit?
I
just
heard
a little
it.
Bit of what I'm dealing with
I
here.
I hear it.
Just wanted to make sure we knew it. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Chime in anytime. Just looking for a little help today.
That's
why I wanted to have 20 things going on with this intern makeover.
I understand.
That's your buddy. Why don't you talk to him?
He's very good.
All
Peter,
right.
Are you excited? He's got on an undershirt. He's
That's
got a wife
beater
on.
That's quite the wife beater that you have on here. That's a look I wouldn't expect.
Wasn't expecting that.
There doesn't seem to be a tremendous amount
not.
Of chest hair.
Oh. Michelle, you could totally do this.
No, because if there was a lot of chest hair, that would be good for the show.
That would be funny.
He probably had some, and then it sucked into his body.
Get that.
All right, I didn't hear you there. What was that, Michelle?
If he had back hair,
yes.
That would be even better.
I have a lot of back hair.
Mike and I, we've both been waxed.
Yeah, no, I don't want my back waxed.
We've done it.
There's
you can
a show.
Lay it right here on the table.
Could you? Wow.
Those are the words he was waiting to hear.
Yes, sir. I like
Thank you, Michelle.
That. Oh, I like having Michelle. Now, Bethann, I want you here, too. I want you staying here, simply because this is your intern.
Yes.
And this is your
He's
baby.
He's our intern.
And
All
his
right.
shirt is off.
We started to talk briefly about the shopping spree last night with you and Katie.
Yes.
How did it go?
We had fun.
Thank you.
We spent all the money.
It's a conspiracy.
No.
It's truly a conspiracy.
It is not a conspiracy.
What kind of clothes did you get, and will it be a dramatic contrast to what he's been wearing?
Well, it'll be a very dramatic contrast to what he's wearing. Argyle.
Uh-huh.
Pink.
Uh-huh.
White pants.
Mm-hmm.
Shoes.
Yeah.
And what else? And we got him accessories.
What sort of accessories?
I didn't know if we got him glasses.
By any chance, is one of the accessories a pistol?
I know. I don't know if he'd use it on himself or me.
So I would take it right now.
What was the look in general that, and I guess Katie's running the dumb button, so she was very into selecting clothing for him. What was the look we were going for? What were we trying to accomplish?
Somebody his age in 2008.
Really?
Modernize
yes.
him.
Yes, I mean, just make him more of his youthful.
Would you describe his previous look as sort of a 90s garage band look?
Yes.
All right, now, Michelle, are you going to be doing some waxing? Do we have time to do it now? Can we get the waxing started, or what's going on here? I'm just trying to figure out what the deal is here.
I just didn't want to get in Tom's way.
Get in Tom's way.
Tom is quite the artist. On
Tom seems to be spending a lot of time
dusting him
with
off, and she
hair.
Has a handful of tongue depressors
All
over
right.
here.
She's enjoying this
now
immensely.
She is doing this. Let's get this mic'd here. If we can turn that main mic up there, Rob, right there in the middle.
Sure.
There we go. Let's listen to this. We're in the middle of our intern makeover, and there's nothing like a good waxing, even if it's a little bit of hair. And there's enough hair there, I think, to
absolutely.
Take care of this.
All absolutely. Right.
Now she's running out to get her hot wax. Have we had the wax heating all day long?
Absolutely. It's been in Jason Vesey's studio. I walked in. He was eating it with tortilla chips.
I thought you were going to say it's been between Jason Vesey's pillows.
We didn't want to melt it that fast.
I wasn't quite sure. And then once we get him all done, we're going to put him in the new outfit and his fabulous new uniform. And now Michelle,
aside from being entertaining from the radio, what's the purpose of waxing Peter's chest? I mean, don't some women like a little hair there?
Right into the microphone, Michelle. You're going to have to, unfortunately, lean down.
I believe
we do. Is that the style now? Do women prefer...
Yeah, what
less
do they
hair.
I don't speak for all women. I can be a little.
Well,
odd
please
at
do.
Times.
What would your personal preference be?
It really doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. That's
yeah,
good. Very
I'm
good.
Pretty, non-committal. I'm pretty open. Yeah.
Good answer. Because Rob, you have quite a bit of chest hair.
You know, I've had laser treatments on my back to
for
get a lot
back
of the hair off. But you know, yeah, we both have the
I mean, this mm-hmm. this would be excruciatingly painful.
Oh, yeah, I can't even imagine
for you and the waxer.
My okay, my ready? Nest. Of
you could
sexy
make a rug.
Hair. Are we going to do it?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Let's listen. Quiet, please. You know, a sound coming out of him.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, he grimaced.
It wouldn't happen. It wouldn't happen.
Oh, he grimaced, Mike.
Okay, that's terrific. Let's open the audio vault.
Very good.
That has sound in it.
And be sure and tune in tomorrow when they're all fired. All right, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, no, tomorrow we have another bit planned. Peter made a silent movie for us to air.
Rob brought me this today that's apparently on The View. There was quite a bit of controversy concerning Elizabeth Hasselbeck, and that always makes me happy because I can't stand Elizabeth Hasselbeck. She is the ultimate pain in the ass. What was the situation today and what happened?
I tuned in a moment late, but they were discussing the N-word. I think it was probably based on the Jesse Jackson comments.
Yeah, now, Jesse Jackson not only said nuts off when it was talking about Barack Obama,
right,
but he used the N-word. Has there been any tape of that heard?
Yeah, we've got it actually coming up. For
okay, you've got that, so we'll actually hear that bleeped out, of
right
course.
You can run it now if you want.
So we'll wait right to your news. So the Hasselbeck comment was, what happened exactly on The View today?
They were talking about the N-word, and Whoopi was very, very opinionated, but very, very cool about
it. Was it one of their traditional fights that they have on The View?
You'll hear some of it. The whole tape runs about 5 minutes. We can skip around.
Okay.
It results in Elizabeth Hasselbeck crying.
All right.
Yeah.
I like that.
Let's get to it.
I always enjoy that.
And this actually, you know, The View is live,
mm-hmm,
they've got some really artful dumpers up there. They did a really nice job here. I applaud ABC on this.
Okay, let's listen to the controversy on The View.
Here's how I think things can be simplified sometimes. How do you teach children, okay? We should be acting. We're trying to teach our kids certain things in this world, no? So then are we acting out on...
I hate when people say no with a question mark.
Yeah, and she is just so wound up. And, you know, emotionally, she doesn't know how to keep the debate at any kind of civil level. When I really think the nice thing about Whoopi Goldberg there is Whoopi... She can make her points, but she calms the room down a little bit.
Just as even as can be.
She really is. I love Whoopi Goldberg on that show. I can't stand Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Hear a little bit of this, and then we'll go back to the crying.
Okay. What we're actually preaching. Am I supposed to tell Grace? Grace, okay, here are some words you can use. Here are some words you cannot. And then, but your friend over there
can't
use it because...
Your little kid is not going to walk up to Grace and say... It's not going to happen.
Is that the view dumping right now? Or is that us dumping?
No, that was The View. Anytime you hear the audio drop out.
So I see the debate here. The debate is a little bit between Whoopi and Elizabeth right now. And Elizabeth is saying her little kid should be able to use the N-word? Is that what it is?
It sort of went around in circles, but I think the point was, Whoopi's point, which is a very good one, is that words only have the meaning that we allow them to have or what we give them.
Okay, let's listen to some more of it.
I understand your example, but Elizabeth, as I said at the beginning when we first talked about this word, this is a word that has meaning when you give it meaning. Mm-hmm. I have never gone to... I don't know any...
Wow.
And is Whoopi using the N-word and they're dumping it on The View? Is that what's happening?
She's saying you could read her lips because she was being very...
I'm curious as to whether Whoopi Goldberg will be pissed off that they've been dumping that because, with her saying that...
Hard to say. I'm very curious about that. Obviously, that's the ABC policy.
Because she's kind of trying to make a point here, and I'm not getting it by hearing all those dump outs.
It was a little better if you were watching it, you knew exactly what she was
saying.
Okay,
let's listen to some more of it.
You can try it, just like you can talk about...
No,
listen to me. Just like you can talk about comical Italian people if you were a comic.
I'm Italian.
And yeah, so you could say all kinds of stuff. You could say the stuff that your mom and dad would say in the privacy of their home and not outside. That's just the way it works.
And what about teaching Grace with different things about... There are some things that people are sensitive to. There are some things that we can't say because people are sensitive to it. Yes. Kids go and say, why does that person have a hump in their back? And it's that might hurt their feelings.
Incidentally,
so why not explain it in that way?
Is that Sherry? Can I tell Sherry I never make fun
fun of people with humps in their backs.
Well, not since we found the one on your back.
Was that on Tuesday last week?
You know what Sherry Shepherd says when she sees a hump on someone's back?
What does she say?
Can I eat that?
They ate cheesecake today. I didn't watch that.
It's made of marzipan.
All right. Now, there's a second part of this.
It goes
does it
on
heat
and
up
on.
A little bit?
Let's play the third part because I think that's the best.
Get to
part.
The crying.
Yeah, the crying's the best part, right?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Here we go. This is about 4 minutes later. We've had 4 minutes of that yente.
Hold on a second. What's going on over there, guys?
Oh, there's... Oh,
he made a sound. Yes, Peter spoke. He was speaking.
Ow.
Oh, did that hurt?
That one was a bit more painful.
Yes, there you
They're
go.
They're waxing up near his neck.
It seems to be red. Oh, very good.
Oh.
Lovely. Is his hair done, incidentally? Is his hair completely finished?
Yeah, minus his little...
That's the look that he'll be having?
Okay. No, uh-huh. Michelle is what he was speaking of. No, not his chest. We're getting to that, too.
At the grooming lounge, do you do Brazilian waxes for men?
No, we don't do the manscaping thing. I have respect for my estheticians, and I would never put them in that situation.
I can't think of a more horrible job. I couldn't see poor Michelle going through that type of horrible.
No, we could send over some interns from the station for that.
No, please don't. You know what? I'll sell you the home waxing kit. Go to town on a Saturday night. I can think of a lot better things to do.
It seems to me, and I will ask you this, Bill, because it is your business, that people in general, men and women, there seems to be a trend, less hair is better than more hair. When I'm talking about, I'm not talking about haircuts, sure. I'm talking about chest hair, hair down there.
Elsewhere,
Is that true? Is that what's happening in the world of fashion?
I definitely think that we see that more as a trend, and we definitely have more people making inquiries about that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But, it's not the 70s anymore. So,
well, I urge everybody to tune in August, ladies and gentlemen, when we debut Shaving Thursday.
Shaving Thursday?
Shaving Thursday. It's going to be a very special show.
We're going to lose a beer sponsor. Do you remember the beer sponsor that we're going to pick up?
Winterbush.
Winterbush, yes. Yeah.
Step up to the great taste of Winterbush. Michelle, darling, what are you doing now with Peter?
I'm trying to finish off the chest wax.
The chest hairs.
Yes.
Are you enjoying this, Peter? That's a beautiful woman with her hands all over your chest.
I enjoy that. I enjoy having a beautiful woman with her hands all over my chest. It's one of the things I enjoy in life besides Ultimate
Frisbee.
Pardon
me. Have you ever seen the movie Office Space?
Yes.
Do you know the guy who needs the stapler?
I see my stapler?
Oh, my God. His chest is very red. Boy, the chicks are going to love you. Buzz doing his own independent sound effects.
Have a little Velcro.
I appreciate it so much, guys. You're all trying to step up to make this segment work.
We are.
I really appreciate that.
It's going to work once she starts crying.
Okay, let's listen to Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
I am not trying to take that away from you. When we are living in this world and we are living in a world where there is, in the pop culture, when that world is then used, when there are... This is upsetting to me because...
Okay, just take a breath.
Come on, baby.
Listen. But this is a conversation that is hard, and we're going to have it here, and we have it here well because we love each other.
Yes.
When we live in a world where pop culture then uses that term, and we're trying to get to a place where we feel like we're in the same place, when we feel like we're in the same world, how are we supposed to then move forward if we keep using terms that bring back that pain?
I can tell you. Here's how we do it. You listen and say, okay, this is how we're using this word, and this is why we do it. You have to say, well, you know what? I understand that, but let's find a new way to move forward.
I swear, if Whoopi Goldberg told me the sky was green, I'd believe her.
But I think I understand. I didn't even see this morning, but I think I understand the gist of this debate. This is where Hasselbeck is trying to make that argument, which doesn't hold any water as far as I'm concerned. Is she talking about the fact that you can hear the N-word in black culture, in rap music, and it's bothering her because she thinks it's a double standard?
Right.
And I am so tired of that old argument. The fact is, you've got that in music. You've got that in the hip-hop culture. You're going to hear that word. You're going to hear that word in the black community, Elizabeth. Deal with it. But she's sitting there, coming from her Lily White perspective where we're not going to make any progress. And I think what Whoopi Goldberg is trying to tell her is that you will make a little bit of progress, but you have to do it in different ways.
Right.
Forget the N-word. You know what? It seems to me that over the years, the black community in this country took ownership of that word because it was so hurtful, and they made it their own word.
I believe Whoopi and Sherry Shepherd both said that.
And I'm fine with that. That's just the way. But obviously, it's making Elizabeth cry. Let's listen to some more of that.
You must acknowledge the understanding of what it is and why it is.
People take the time to have the conversation.
No, but we are.
Okay, one second. Yes. Let somebody else have a conversation for just one second. We have a man...
Thank you, Barbara. Grand Dame Barbara Walters.
pain in the ass.
But it's great. I love it. But she disciplines Hasselbeck.
She does all the time.
Because Hasselbeck gets going like a chicken from Poultry Guys.
And you know what? That relationship between them is complicated.
Right.
But she definitely has Hasselbeck under her thumb.
Take a breath.
It's a whole different
Good.
Show.
Calm your ass down.
When
Sit
Barbara's
down, bitch.
Not there, it's a whole different show.
Shut up, Dio.
We have a man running for president who is 50% white and 50% mm-hmm. black. And one of the things that he is trying to do is to bring people together.
Just make love to you, Barbara.
I have not heard anybody on this show say the word that you just said. They say mm-hmm. the N-word. We're so afraid of it. If I said what you said, mm-hmm. I would never hear the end of it. But when, wait, I grant you. Yeah. But when you say it, it's okay. We are trying to change.
Yeah.
This is what Barack Obama and others are trying to do.
There you go. That's basically, then it's, they go to spots from there.
All right. Now let me hear what old windbag O'Reilly says on the whole Jesse Jackson. That's what started
please.
This whole thing again is Jesse Jackson, who's done enough media to know, should know when his mic's open or not. He
right.
should know when that's going on. And Jesse Jackson started this, and it was O'Reilly who's been commenting on it, right?
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thank you for watching us tonight. The Talking Points memo this evening is about President Bush, oil, and we the people. But first, a breaking news situation.
Sorry about that.
Some websites have printed Jesse Jackson's entire conversation pertaining to Barack Obama. As you may know, the Factor broke the story last week, but we didn't air all of Jackson's comments. However, someone leaked them, and I talked with Shepard Smith about the situation.
So what is he trying? Are they trying to distance themselves from the fact
Fox
that
Fox is making themselves a hero by saying, we didn't air it.
We yes, won't air somebody it. Leaked it, right?
Well, he loves the word weasel. You're about to hear the word weasel about five times.
Okay.
If I'm Jesse Jackson,
right.
Jesse Jackson's worn more microphones than I will in my lifetime.
Right. Is that Shep?
He didn't.
Of course.
Of course it's Shep Smith.
Shepard Smith, I say, boy.
How y'all doing? He's worn more microphones. I'm Shep Smith. Ah, there, I'm Shep Smith.
How you doing, Shep?
I'm fine, Rob.
Think that the people on the other end might be recording it? It's just weird.
You know, when you get older like I am, Shepard, sometimes you forget.
These two.
Older than...
Where's Joe's BB gun?
Look, I never even bothered thinking about that.
All right,
because
I
just looked at it as a story, as a news story. That's all. And the news story
is this,
was...
Is this going anywhere? Really? Because I'm bored. I'm bored with that. What else do we have, Rob? What's on the audio vault?
You know, I hate to bring it back to The View, but do you remember Star Jones?
Yeah, lovely Star Jones.
You know, she's divorcing Al Reynolds.
Yes.
And I like Al Reynolds.
Do you really? Well, you're gay.
Well, he's not, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what he says.
I want you to hear some tape of him. And I think he sounds like a man.
I am not a homosexual.
I'm sold.
Thank you very much.
I'm convinced.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No,
at all,
I'm sorry. There's more to the tape. I just like that one part.
You cheated.
Save that and isolate that for this show, please.
I am not a homosexual. But the thing is, it's really weird to me, and it really is kind of upsetting to me that that's where people would go as it relates to my sexuality.
Sure.
Because this has affected my professional life.
Mm.
This has affected my personal life. And if anyone knew the damage that it has caused me, they would understand why I'm very aggressive about this. But it's okay because I'm learning from this whole experience.
All right, Al, let me explain what the deal is. You see, we feel that way because we found it very difficult to believe that on your wedding night you were climbing on top of Star.
And you know what?
That's the simple truth.
She's
That's
lost 600 pounds, and she's still a troll.
She is a complete troll
really
and a self-promoting troll and an annoying troll as well.
Well, remember, she paid for her whole wedding by talking about it on The View.
But, you know, it always seems to me the people that cause a big stir and have a press conference to announce that they are not gay seem to be protesting a little bit too much.
Ah.
Well, why can't they just relax and enjoy themselves? Like, what's his name? Lloyd Kaufman. A gay married man.
And see, he said so.
And comfortable with that.
Yes.
Now listen about Al Reynolds.
Yeah.
How can he be gay if he still loves Star Jones?
Okay.
I'm on.
Where I'm like, wow. Like, I still wear my ring. It hasn't settled in yet. I still love her. Does the heart hurt? Yes, it does.
Yes, the heart
hurts. Is it on a hill? Yes, it will.
Right. We have a comment from Star Jones about Al's comments.
Oh, good.
Star, what did you think of that? Thank you so much.
You know, they're not speaking.
That. Hey, we got to get out of here, Rob.
Oh, no. Okay, close that vault.
Close the audio vault, ladies and gentlemen.
Close
we will be back. The results of Pater's makeover. Have we gotten all the chest hair waxed off of the guy? Gotten his hair cut? Everything's done with that? We'll have the big, the big reveal.
The big reveal.
I wish I liked him more. I'd be more into this.
When
I
you
really
see,
don't.
When
no,
you see
I
his
don't.
New clothes, you
also,
like him more.
Also, we will be talking about the Emmy nominations. We've got all of those. And from AOL.com,
yes.
We will be chatting with AOL TV Editor-in-Chief Scott Robson.
Cool.
All that coming up on The Mike O'Mara Show.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.